Welcome to the Denim and Pearls Podcast, business casual conversation laced with pearls of wisdom. Casual, authentic, unscripted dialogue about life, work, and entrepreneurship with the perfect blend of laughter and seriousness. Pull up a chair, kick back, and lean in as we welcome your hosts, Michelle Mross and Brian Swanson.
Yes.
Do you like that? Do you like that new intro?
New intro. Cool. Check it out. Rewind. Start over.
No. Don't start over. Stay live with us.
Stick with us for a moment, I guess.
Hello. My name is Michelle Mross.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
You see how I did that?
Uh-huh.
It sounded sophisticated, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So what are the topic today?
Gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you. We want to say thank you to all of you. See, now we're done.
Yep, that's it.
That's it. That's all we're talking about. Short show. Anyhow.
So what brought this on?
Well, wait a minute. You got to go through our peeps.
Oh, our peeps. Yes.
Don't forget our peeps. We love our peeps.
Thank you so much to A Squared Promos. That's A2Promos.com. They are all of our swag new people. The next one is Ink182.com for all of your embroidery and screen printing needs. Then we also have Embellished Butterfly for all of your bling needs. They even bling out clothes. It's kind of cool. And then we have EuropeanHeels.com. And the website to go to is EuropeanHeels.com/discount/Marcel. But you can see that in the scroll. Anything else? In the scroll.
Oh, I thought you said squirrel. Anyhow, I don't think so quite yet. No, I feel like we're missing something.
I know. I feel like we're missing someone, actually. If you're interested in being a sponsor for Denim and Pearls, please go to denimandpearlspodcast@gmail.com or go to our website and check out what we're doing, denimandpearlslive.com.
I'm going to take this one.
Okay.
Subscribe to Denim Pearls on YouTube, Facebook, Rumble. And we've also added ourselves in the podcast world. We've added ourselves over to iHeart and SoundCloud.
Cool.
So we're like all over the place. So if you're on Facebook, you can, or YouTube, you can also look down at the bottoms in the notes and stuff. And you can see all of those things that are happening down there. Lots of links of where you can find us. Otherwise, pass us around, share, like, share, pass. What are you doing? Are you going? Is your brain okay to now?
I'm singing.
Okay.
And I can't see it all.
That song. I love that song, by the way. In fact, I think I've just become a new fan of somebody that's old.
Thank you.
Yes. So what are we thanking people for? What are we thanking folks for?
What are we talking about? It's gratitude. It's the season of gratitude. I mean, it's November here, right? And we're approaching Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. We've got Christmas coming up. And now's the time to be thankful and grateful. And
Seasons.
Seasons change.
I know. Seasons change. I just can't be so joyful about it.
Then don't be. It's your choice.
It's kind of weird.
The thing is being thankful is actually something every day you should be doing.
That's kind of my point.
And it's natural for the society as a whole to say, you be thankful and be grateful when it comes to the end of the year, when actually it's something we should be doing every year, every day of the year is what I meant. What are you thankful for and grateful for, since this is the season that people ask you this all the time? Mm-hmm. What are you thankful or grateful for in your business? I'm thankful that I have a business and that it's still thriving. I'm thankful that I have this crazy man here next to me that keeps me sane when I'm not so in the mood of smiling, I guess, sometimes. I'm thankful for my husband that's always there supporting me, and he's probably going to make comments on this because I called him out. Anyways, but those kind of things. I'm thankful for all the every little day things. But with the gratitude parts of it, like...
Well, gratitude and thankful are kind of the same.
They
right?
are, but...
I don't think they're... Everything
I say thank you to people, and I have gratitude for the things that happen around me.
Is that how that works?
For me, it's just how I see it. But my gratitude is that I have a thriving business, and I see a future that is just enormously amazing, that's touching thousands and thousands of lives.
Well, this is a wonderful time of season to express that gratitude.
You should do it all the time.
Well, yes, but you should be thankful all the time.
Yes, but since tis the season.
But tis the season, I really think when it comes down to your business and your personal life, but in your business, you've got to be thankful every day. I think it's an attitude. You have to be you have to have gratitude. You have to have thankfulness every day of the year. And I 100% agree with you, but there's some folks out there that don't realize that it's kind of it's almost a personality trait.
It is. It's actually when you can learn. Can learn the attitude of gratitude. I like that.
The attitude of gratitude. Are you going to start rapping on us now,
Eminem? Attitude of gratitude. Yes. Because it's how one needs to see things. If you can have an attitude of gratitude, there's a growth process every time you do it. Now, there's a comment up there. I don't know who did that because I can't see comments.
I bet you I know who it is.
It is.
And she's saying hi to you.
Hello, Helene.
We're thankful for Helene today.
Yes.
Yes. For Helene today. Yes. I was reading some stuff the other day, and this is one of the topics that it talked about was gratitude. I think you actually sent me this information.
I think I did.
But I thought about it a little deeper last night when I was doing something else. I was putting something together, and I got to thinking about gratitude. And they say it's important for your business. I think it's important for life. I mean, we always go back to the golden rule of be kind to others as you would have them be kind unto you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, pick your phrasing there. But you also have got to have that idea that your attitude comes across as thankful. When somebody buys something from you or somebody, you know, one of the hardest things that I've always had is when somebody says, thank you. You know how hard it is to say I'm welcome or you're welcome. Yeah, I screwed that up. But you know how hard it is to say that sometimes? Or if somebody says, you know, I really appreciate what you've done for me. You know how hard, it's really hard sometimes to say you're welcome. I appreciate you thanking me.
And I usually say, thank you so much for recognizing that. Or thank you so much for verbalizing that because you don't normally hear that kind of thing.
Right.
Because my first instinct is thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. No, well, thank you.
I also get to the point where thank you is, it's almost like saying hello to somebody anymore. Mm. It becomes so nonchalant in a certain way. Like it's unimportant, but we say it because we have to.
Oh, that's just you then.
Huh?
When I say hello to someone and right. say, hi, how are you? I stop and wait for them to tell me how they are. And I usually throws people off because they're like, she's waiting for an answer.
She's actually waiting for a response.
I am waiting for a response.
But it's one of those things that we say hi to somebody as they pass by. Hi, how's your day? Great. And you move on. I mean, yes, we've got to come up with different ways to interact with people or communicate with people so that we have a better conversation, such as you stop and wait for an answer. But there's people that will just turn around and they won't answer you, or two, they'll give you an answer and it's just off the cuff because their brain is somewhere else. Because we always have a tendency to be
in our own world.
In our own worlds.
Well, and that's back. We'll get back to that whole idea of being thankful, the gratitude list. Gratitude version. Oh, you only hear it from Michelle? No, hear it from other people too. And sometimes people don't actually say the words, thank you. They just smile and do this. Now, what was that?
Oh, I do want to know how they really are. Oh,
that's Marcel. She really does want to know how people are.
She wants to know. And Helene says, how are both of you?
We're both well.
Well, let's see. Do you want the true answer or do you want the stage answer?
The true answer is, I can't wait to leave. We're going to the cabin with my friends. We're all going to the cabin for the weekend, the girls' weekend out. I can't wait. So my brain is actually driving out to the mountains right now.
I wasn't invited.
Because you're not one of the girls.
But what if I, never mind.
You identify as a girl? We're still not going to let you go.
I thought I'd try.
Nope. We know you already. But anyways, thankful. We need to find something to be thankful about in every day of our lives. Even, I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of a homework assignment. At the end of the day, when you're going to bed, the last thing I want you to think about is, what went well today? What am I thankful happened for today?
Well, and you did that yesterday. Mm-hmm. Because yesterday morning you were like, what a day, I'm busy day, blah, 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 blah. Then in the afternoon, you're sitting there, oh, what a long day. And then, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I had a good day today.
Today was a great day. And Brian's like, what'd I do? I am so happy that this happened and I connected with this person. So at the beginning of the day, I was so tired. I didn't know if I was going to make it through the day. I just wanted to sleep. But by the end of the day, everything went really, really well. And I'm like, I'm so thankful for today.
I was like, so much for me.
That's his problem, not mine. There are three types of business in this world, right? There's my business, the other person's business, and God in the universe is Byron Katie.
Or, well, I think there's a fourth. This is nobody's business.
If it's nobody's, then it's God in the universe.
As mom used to tell me, that's none of your beeswax.
None of your business. It's none of your business.
Yeah, but I never understood none of your beeswax.
None of yours.
What does that mean?
None of your business.
Yeah, but none of your beeswax.
Because it's just beeswax business. It was just a mess with words. It's not a big deal.
She also said the sky was sky blue, pink with purple polka dots.
That's because she was messing with you.
Oh, she always did that. And how much are you getting paid? I was so grateful for this answer. Hmm? I used to ask her. She'd tell me to go mow the yard. I say, how much am I getting paid? She'd look at me and tell me $1.298.
$1.298?
Yeah, it only makes sense if you're at the gas pump.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I don't get it.
But $1.298 is basically a nonsense comment, just like beeswax. It's just kind of a nonsense comment where basically you ain't getting paid nothing.
Okay, you're distracted.
Well, I was grateful for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, right? Grateful?
Yeah, I was just lost on what we were doing.
I was grateful for that because nowadays kids just do stuff and they expect to be paid. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be paid, but I didn't expect to be paid.
He's getting on his high horse now.
Not quite. Almost.
Okay, not yet. Okay.
But yeah, I wanted to be paid, but I didn't expect to get paid. Okay. And there's a big difference because nowadays everybody expects to get paid. But it taught me in the long run, as I look back on it and being grateful for the fact that mom taught me how to work. Mm-hmm. She taught me how to work and not have to reap rewards for it later. You know, you don't always not want to reap rewards. It's kind of weird because it's a kind of a catch-22. But on the other side of it, you have to learn how to work for your
You work hard for your money.
Yeah, for your money. That's it.
So hard, honey. I know. And I was talking to a friend of mine this morning, and he was talking about, you know, teaching his son the power of the dollar, basically. You know, there's some things that you're expected to do, and there's some things that when you go over and above that you should get paid for, and if you don't do it, then you don't get paid, you know, that kind of thing. And he was teaching his son about that, and I thought it was really cool. It's like, there's some things, and if I promised you I was going to do this, this is what we're going to do, but you must fulfill your side too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing my kids never understood growing up, and I tried to tell them, I tried to teach them, for every action there is a reaction. For everything that you do, you either get rewarded or you don't get rewarded, but there's at least an action to it. So if you do something bad, chances are something else is not going to be so good in your favor. Okay. So in other words, if you don't take the trash out when you're told, you're going to get yelled at or whatever the case may be. You're going to get grounded or something like that. But my kids didn't understand that. But that's not grateful. What are you, am I losing you?
So I'll just smile and act like I know what he's talking about. No, but the gratefulness, the thankfulness is you have to find it in your own day. And no one else really can tell you what to be grateful for. It's something that you choose and something that you find, oh, that was a good day. And that's what you need to find. And in our lives, in our busy lives, we start thinking, you know, if it's something big and grandiose, then I can be thankful. No. I can personally tell you, but you know, from getting really sick and practically dying a couple of times, it's the little things that count. Or as I said, my TEDx, what my mother-in-law said was, eat dessert first. Stop waiting for that special moment to enjoy that, you know, that fine dining china you have. Stop waiting for that perfect day to wear your good jewelry or wear your fine suit. Stop waiting for that special occasion to take someone you care out for dinner or make them dinner. Every day is a special occasion. Make your special occasion. Be thankful for that. Stop waiting for an appointed day. Eat dessert first means enjoy the little things, the things that you enjoy now, instead of putting it off to another day because tomorrow is not promised. Yes, that got kind of dark, but yeah.
It kind of is like,
I don't see it as dark, but most people do. It's,
you know,
I see it as a hopeful thing, say, statement.
What I find interesting about this one today, this conversation, this topic, it's uncomfortable.
Why?
I don't know. It's weird. I mean, I'm grateful. I'm thankful for lots of things. I'm thankful for the people who helped me. I'm thankful for all of these other kind of stuff. But to me, as a, I don't know if it's a guy thing, but that to me, the word grateful is such a high emotional standard that to be grateful, it's kind of like, I want to bring this up more on the other side of the commercial, but it's just different.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday. Here in America, it was Veterans Day. And people are like, oh, thank you so much for your service. And then what part of my brain was saying, but it's what he wanted to do. This was part of, this was a choice. Mm-hmm. And so it's very uncomfortable for a lot of military to say, oh, thank you for your service. You're welcome.
Question mark.
Yeah. And they're like, they don't know what to say.
How do you respond to that? It's like, real, as a military member, it's really hard to respond.
It's like,
that.
I joined to serve my country. Thank you for your service. Yeah. And it's so hard because part of their mentality is I'm here to serve. I'm not here to be thanked. I'm here to do my job. And so they don't know what to do. If you notice that when you go through and you say that to people on Veterans Day, they all get this look of, they get this uncomfortable. Thank you.
It's time for the commercial, but Ferris says something. We'll talk about that after. And I want to talk about the military thing again after we get done with
the commercial. So we'll be right back after the commercial. Please share this live stream. We'll see you on the other side.
Thank you for joining us on the porch. We share the nuances and lessons we've garnered from throughout our combined 40 years of life experiences. Talk from the porch is always serious, but full of laughter, and we're glad you're here with us. Like, share with a friend, and please subscribe to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And remember, join the conversation every Friday at noon Mountain Time. We'll see you on the porch.
We got a breather on that 30-second breather. It's like having a 30-second timeout in a football game. I mean, why do they do 30 seconds? My goodness. It's only 30 seconds. How it takes that long to get one side of the field to the other. Anyhow, I went off on a, tangent.
That's like, what are you talking about?
It was 30 seconds, but it's time for a breath.
I'm so lost.
We go, oh. Okay. But yeah. Anyhow, I got to go back to, I do want to talk about, but I guess we got to do other things first. Don't
what?
We got to take care of our peeps, right?
Oh.
So run through our peeps real quick.
A2promos.com. They do all of our swag. A2promos.com. That's A Squared Programs promos. And then we have Ink182.com for all of our embroidery and screen printing needs. Then we also have Embellish Butterfly. They do all the blinging out of cuffs, and they can put your name on it and your website on the back. And they also bling out anything else, including cups and mugs and wine glasses and things of that nature. And then we also have pinheels.com. And those are those really cool,
comfortable
heels. And they come in different heights, and you can choose whatever the leather. But what's nice about them is that they're made out of cork, so they give on your feet. They're the most comfortable, stylish shoes you will ever own for you ladies. Unless you're a man who likes to wear heels, then it's a different story. You'll like them too.
No, I'm trying to think if there was a TV or there was a movie or something about comfortable shoes. Him and his comfortable shoes. I don't remember what that was about.
Okay. Well, if you'd be interested in being a sponsor with Denim and Pearls, go to denimandpearlspodcast@gmail.com or go to our website, which is denimandpearlslive.com, and let us know that you'd like to be one of our mid-roll sponsors.
Yes. All that fun stuff. And of course, all of your favorite social media and podcast platforms. Hook us up.
Including iHeartRadio.
Including iHeart and now SoundCloud.
And SoundCloud.
Which is interesting. I didn't know SoundCloud did podcasts.
That's okay. iHeartRadio, I think, is the coolest.
You got to type it in on Denim and Pearls. Anyhow. Okay. I want to go back.
To Michael.
To Ferris. Because Ferris says, enjoy the emotions.
I second that.
It's kind of hard sometimes, though. I mean, I think your example of the military thing is perfect.
I think so, too.
Just because there's so many times, I mean, it's great when you're sitting down to dinner with your family or whatever, and the waitress comes up or waiter comes up and says, that guy over there bought your dinner.
Yeah.
Why? He wants to thank you for your service. You get this feeling of, oh, you're welcome in that, but you also wonder, how do I respond to that?
You don't. Just thank you.
I mean, it's so hard and it's uncomfortable, but I also have to clarify or have to also chain that into sometimes in our relationships, I love you can become either very generic or very assumed, mm-hmm. presumed. Okay. Just like thank you is. We presume that the person that we're doing something for is grateful and they know that we love them. So we don't say anything. So sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone and say, I love you, or say, thank you, or you're welcome, or I appreciate that. And there's some people who can do it like at a drop of a hat.
Yeah. So basically, don't assume that people can read your minds and that you that know that you care and love them. The thing that's a man woman thing. Most women are looking for words, and most men show emotion in action. So that they're standing near you, or that they even took out the trash, means they love you. Okay. So with women, we want to hear, "Hey, I love you. I'm taking out the trash." That's not what happens with men. It's the I'm here, aren't I? I mean, if I didn't care, I wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
And so women are like, do you love me? He's sitting right next to you. Do you love me? I'm here, aren't I? But I need to know, do you love me? Do you care? I didn't leave. I mean, and so that's that male-female brain going on. And that's what's happening with this whole conversation of thank you and gratitude. Mm-hmm. Is Brian's thought is, of course I'm thankful. I didn't walk away. I didn't like throw something. I didn't... Of course I'm grateful. Well, did you say it? I didn't curse them out. So yeah. Tell my wife.
What? Kudos to Ferris.
Tell my wife, thank you for the great dinner. Thanks for doing the laundry, etc. Oh, you're so good, Ferris. A lot of men need to learn that because.
Like I said, it's hard to do though.
It's hard for you because you have to train yourself to do it.
But it's, I guess the word it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable because it's not in your nature. It wasn't built into you as you're growing up. Is that what it is? Yeah. I mean, my thing is I act very much like a man because
I'm waiting to see where you go with this.
When it comes with emotions, because growing up, we were in a really large family. If there's eight of us eating and there's food left and they put food on your plate, you're thankful because someone remembered that you needed to eat, you know? And so it's like, oh, well, they love me. There's still food on the plate. Oh, we divided it all up. That kind of thing. Just because we were laughing and we were together meant I love you. And as we got older and we moved apart, it was really bizarre. The first time my baby sister said, bye, Sissy, I love you. And I went, I didn't know what to do because it's always been implied. I hug you goodnight. I love you. I didn't say it until we were adults. And so Monique is the one. Monique and Jacques were the first two, my twin brother and sister on the bottom. They're babies. They're not babies anymore.
Side note.
But they were the first to start telling us that they love us. Growing up, we never heard it. So it was so weird that the next generation of all of the children were the ones who started using words, not just actions. And so now that we're older and we're all together, oh my gosh, I love you so much. I missed you so much. That's not what we did as kids. So it's something, it's part of a programming where you have to start using those words. You need to start putting it into your vocabulary. That's why I say, Brian, so appreciative that you're here with me in this podcast. Brian, thank you so much for driving me out to such and such. I do it a lot.
She does it a lot, and I ignore it a lot, too.
Yes, I do it a lot because, like Ferris says, it's all about appreciation and sharing it because we are not mind readers, and so many of us are filled with doubts that if you don't say it, it gets lost and people think that you don't care when you actually do.
Yeah. Ferris said appreciation. Appreciation is a good thing. I mean, I think a gratitude and appreciation they're pretty close to similar.
Okay. He's got a good one. What
he yelled at us. I don't know what he yelled at us. That's what I want to see here.
What do you say or how do you feel when someone says, thank you for the great show? It really spoke to me and really something that I needed. We say, thank you. Well, correction. I say, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. And Brian appreciates that we are able to give back.
Oh, sorry about the caps. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough, Ferris.
But he's not screaming at us.
He's right. And I don't want everybody to think that I'm not a grateful person and I'm not a thankful person. That's not what it is. I'm actually creating some kind of this is the way that I felt for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And
you didn't have to apologize for this.
I'm not apologizing. Did you hear the word apologize come out of my face?
Yeah.
Well, twice, but
yeah.
As I was stating, clamoring here.
Did. Okay.
So always grateful and always thankful. And I've actually had to learn over the years how to use the word thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because a lot of times when I do stuff, I've been trained in my life, or it's in my nature, whatever it is, as you know, as of being a very helpful person. I don't expect, my expectations are not to hear thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when I do hear it, now I've learned that you're welcome. I've learned to respond to it.
Well, and I learned that big lesson. Remember, I told you I grew up without saying I love you and thank you and I appreciate you, all those things. Mm-hmm. And as an international speaker, I'm speaking on stage and I come off and people go, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Oh, that was exactly what I needed to hear. And the old me would come off the stage and do, I was just giving the talk. I mean, it was so uncomfortable for me because I didn't know what to say. But, you know, I'm much more seasoned now. And what I had to realize is the appreciation I give to the audience. So like all of you right now, the appreciation of thank you so much for joining us on Denim and Pearls, or thank you so much for joining me on, you know, whatever talk I was giving. We have to give the audience the respect and the gratitude that they want to give back. It's what they want to give back to us since we gave to them. It's in a reciprocal relationship. And so that's why when people say, thank you so much for that talk, or it really spoke to me, I'm so glad you were here in the room with me, or I was so glad you were on the live with us today. It was meant to be.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more nature for you to do that,
though. No, I had to train myself.
Really?
Heck yeah.
Me, yes, I understand.
My husband. I'm the most ungrateful, unspoken person. I don't say thank you. I mean, he'll wash the dishes, scrub the floors, vacuum the whole house, and I'll do, the house is clean. And that's what I say. I swear I must be a man somewhere in here.
But, well, no, I'm totally with you on that one. Because I get the same thing. Because I get... don't want to talk about personal lives here too much. However, when the wife comes at me and says, you never do the dishes, you never do this. It's in my head that, well, wait a minute. I have done them. You just didn't notice.
Okay. So the word isn't never. You haven't in a while.
Well, it's not always in a while either. I mean, I could have done something the day before the house got trashed in the meantime. And she's like, you never do anything. Well, wait a minute. I spent the last 3 hours yesterday doing
this. But that's why you don't want absolutes. The nevers usually gets the brain going, no, that doesn't work. But no, I did have to train myself to be grateful and actually say it out loud.
I had to laugh because Helene says that I have an orange shirt on when it's red. But then she said yours is brown. So I had to see what color your shirt was.
It's copper.
Okay, fair enough.
It's actually got a kind of red, but his red is more red, so it makes mine look brown.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to choose because when she said brown, I'm like, if she thinks mine's orange, what's yours look? What color is yours actually?
Because mine's an orange brown, it's a rust. But anyways.
So yeah, I think we all have to be grateful, and we have to be grateful more than one time a year.
And you have to practice using the language.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah, because I had to learn.
Yeah, I think you do. And it's sometimes when you first start doing it, it's very... Not only is it uncomfortable, it comes out weird too.
I always just think, it's like,
thank you.
I always say, if someone keeps telling me they love me, they don't really love me. If they have to keep telling me they love me, then that means they're convincing themselves that they love me. And so that's how my brain works.
On that Venus Mars thing, it can go the totally opposite direction.
But then the other way is, like I was saying earlier, men do acts of service as showing love. They don't like to say, I love you. And so as a woman, I do, well, hell. Are you going to ever say it to me or not? And so
my wife would be like, when are you going to do the laundry then?
Yeah, do it. Go scrub the floor. Are you going to paint the house today? You know, basically I'm this weird juxtaposition. I'm very confusing. Poor Michael, I apologize for being mean.
For being mean? Since when have you been apologetic? Come on.
No, actually, Helene, it's not your eyes. It's the screen.
It's the way it comes across.
When you're on a computer and the different lighting, our different lighting will change the color of our clothes. Let's see if I can do this.
And our faces.
So the blue lights will change you. The yellow light changes. So it's not you. It's the screen. And we're just laughing because earlier can I do that? No, I can't do it on here. What? I had a filter on the computer.
No, you. Wait a minute.
I had a filter on the computer and there it is. And I had lipstick on So that
I don't know where it's at. I don't see it anymore.
It was by the camera. But if you touch that right now, not while we're live, you don't want to do it.
Oh,
it was a drop down or something in the camera. Yeah, I don't. Area. But I had a filter for makeup on. So I had red lipstick or like burgundy lipstick. And we got on and Brian had lipstick on. And I kept looking at him doing, what is wrong with his face?
Oh, that was in Zoom. That
yeah,
was in Zoom.
It was in Zoom.
Yes.
And it was because I had a filter on for makeup. So never trust what's going on a screen because we can alter it from our end.
Never trust the fact that I don't have makeup on either. Wouldn't be the first time.
He has powder on his face. I put powder on his face.
It knocks down the light. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't be the first time that I've put makeup on. I mean, I have been on stage before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it makes you look better when you're on stage with all the lights and stuff. And then it makes, you never, you know, I never understood that.
What?
That you, I squirreled. you want to look good on stage. And they put a light on you so they can see you. Then they turn around and they put makeup on you, which makes you sweat.
Makeup doesn't make you sweat. The lights make you sweat.
It does me. That's just nasty.
No.
It's uncomfortable.
I mean, someone's putting something on you because my makeup requires this.
Well, this is...
It's powder. I wear powder.
I think the cat just jumped up on me. Anyway. So, yes. I think...
We didn't talk about gratitude on the personal side, did we?
Yeah, we've been talking about gratitude on the personal side when we're talking about our husbands and wives wanting us to do the laundry.
That's true. So make sure that you find grateful thoughts or thankful thoughts throughout your day. Don't wait till the end of the year to pile it all in. It's like saying, in my business or in my life, at the very end of the year, I'm going to stockpile all the food I need for the rest of the year. No, put that stuff away every day. Put a little thankful thought in every day. And that way, when you have a bad day, you can look back and do, you know what? It's been a good week. Mm-hmm. Something I have. Let's see if I can get to it.
What are you looking for?
I have the sink.
She's knocking everything down.
It's a jar of gratefulness. So when I was going through my cancer, I would write little notes and I would have them in these little envelopes and I would write little things in them.
Well, ain't that cute?
And so when I'm having a really bad day, and then my girlfriend bought me these and she filled it. And so now when I have a really bad day, I will open one and I will read it. It says, I'm not having a bad day, but I'm going to read it for you. To the world, you might be one person, but to one person, you might be the world. Unknown author.
Of course, unknown.
And so that's what's just kind of sweet to give you little reminders that you do matter and that there are a lot of things to be thankful for in the world. So if you need reminders, make little thankful things and pop them in little jars. And
see, Michael wants me to feel uncomfortable.
What?
I appreciate you too and very grateful that I was able to tune in.
I am so glad you were able to tune in and we'll work
Thank
on
you,
Brian.
Ferris. We do love you. And I am grateful. I'm always grateful. I'm grateful for the people who want to like and share and actually listen to us sometimes. You know?
Sometimes.
No, sometimes. So, but I also have to, I want to do a little PSA, personal PSA on this.
Okay. It's public service announcement.
Public service
announcement.
We are in the giving season. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you can give to those who need or those who can use, I should say, it's not always a need, but it's those who can use, be grateful or, you know, be grateful to them, for them and help them. Okay. So in other words, give those coats to the kids and the toys to the kids and do those kind of things. But I also want to say on the PSA side of it, do it all year round. Because if you look at places that, bless you. You look at places that divvy out food and stuff. They have this major spike this time of the year. Mm-hmm. And then January comes around and poof, it's gone. Okay. They have to fight for what's coming up. Think about those kind of things during the summer. Think about those things in the spring, in the fall, and not just during
people are not hungry and cold only
between November 27th and December 20th.
They're hungry and cold for the entire year. So think about it through the year and basically be thankful for what you have and give a little bit. And it helps you feel warm and fuzzy inside. Mm-hmm. And you have to realize that it doesn't have to be at the end of the year.
And another one too, is some people, they think that their idea of sharing and caring and giving is money. It's not always sharing, caring, and giving equals money.
It's time.
It can be your time too. It can be just taking 5 minutes out to say thank you to somebody or to, I don't know.
Well, one of the things, different things. One of the things I love to do is if someone comes to mind, I write them.
Right.
I just randomly will do that.
Now, see, that's weird because we don't do that anymore. We don't. Are you talking about like sending letters? Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, it's really weird because nobody sends letters anymore.
I have mailbox powers, so I can just put in the thing, push a button, and makes a little card, and I say what I want, and it sends it.
Yeah.
I don't even have to go to the post office. I do it all from my computer.
So always be grateful.
Always be thankful, because I want to thank you for giving me the best day of my life. If you don't know that song,
no way I could attempt that song.
It's by Dido, and it's called Thank You.
It's I Ditto.
Love that song. And
Ditto.
It's not Ditto, but her name
D-I-D-O.
Is
D-I-D-O.
Yeah.
Ditto.
Dido.
Ditto.
Thank you. Look it up. Beautiful song, and it helps you realize that there's so much in life to be thankful for, starting from being able to wake up and be able to just wake up is a big thankful. Mm-hmm. So have a great week. My name is Michelle Maross.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are Business Casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch. And we will see you next week, Friday at noon Mountain Time. And until then, be grateful. Peace.
Peace.